Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him radio show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and tonight we're going to be talking about some words that came out a while back that kind of all go together that the Lord has brought to my attention, and I believe that He wants to show us something through them. The first one is from October 24th, 2017. It's called The Time of the Separation. My children, you live in perilous times. You live in the time of the separation, and it is happening now. I've told you of the increase of light and darkness. Now, the increase of light and darkness was a word He gave us. I want to say in 2016, it might have been earlier in 2017, but I could not find it to read it to you. Those my light shines through are increasing in light. Those who still embrace their sin, darkness increases in, and soon they will no longer be able to conceal the darkness within. Look about you and you will see the increase in pride, the increase in lust and perversion, the increase in adultery, in murders, and in stealing. You will see also the increase in good that my people are doing. These things will continue to increase to the end of all things, and as the darkness increases, the world you live in will become dark indeed. I am dealing with all those who call themselves mine. Those who do good, I am showering in blessings. Those who cling to sin and deception, I am accelerating the destruction within them. They have chosen destruction. I do not choose it for them. I have told you the wages of sin is death. If you cling to sin, it will lead to your destruction now. Repent while there is yet time, that you may be spared this destruction. Okay, this word is from August 6th last year, and it's called As Evil Increases. My children, as light and darkness continue to increase inside each person, things will change rapidly in your world. Only one, light or darkness, can dominate. For a season, you will observe the struggle inside those you know who have a like or similar amount of each. One will win and you will see the result become very evident. Now, what he's saying is if somebody has about the same amount of light and darkness, you'll see them fighting each other inside that person, and then one of the either light or darkness will win. In those with more light, as light increases, they will become more selfless, more giving, and less concerned about worldly matters and pursuits. They are becoming more like me. In those with more darkness, as the darkness inside them increases, they will become more selfish, more violent, more deceptive, and more concerned about worldly things and pleasures. As evil increases in your world, it will take hold and it will quickly escalate. Teens will commit violent acts never witnessed before. Others will commit mass violence like nothing the world has ever prepared for. Know when you see this that Satan is among you. He has come down in great wrath because his time is very short. Now, he just gave us a clue there. He said, when you see someone committing mass violence like nothing the world has ever prepared for, that Satan is among us. I desire in this time my people would cling to my word and walk in my ways. Keep yourselves from sin, that the devil not be given place in you. For his desire is to destroy you and all those you love. Walk carefully, my children. Time is very short now, and there is no room for compromising. Okay, now, in March 1st of this year, 2019, he gave us a word called increase of light and darkness escalating. Now, this one has some very important things in it. The increase of light and darkness in your world continues to escalate. You will see the effects of it around you each day. A new level is being released now where you will suddenly see people you thought were good go bad. You will suddenly see those you thought were not good get better. This is the escalation of light and darkness as each fights for domination in, meaning inside, the people you know. Be aware of this escalation as it happens, my children, for its effects are far-reaching. You will see it in political arenas as well. Now, this is very important. Pray for the protection of those you love, because there are wicked ones around them, and as the darkness in them escalates, bad things will happen. Okay, think about this for a minute, the political arenas. You will suddenly see people you thought were good go bad. And you will see those you thought were not good get better. We can see that in politics too. Okay. The Lord showed me this morning that every sin will increase now. It will start increasing now. It will continue through the end of time. And speaking of the end of time, you know, he's been giving us words about America here the last few days. So I want to mention to y'all that I got an email from a lady that I know online. I just know her online. I've never met her in person. But everything I know about her is a very high integrity. And the Lord just told her to move to Panama in the next 12 months. I have two friends who are married to each other who were sent to Panama back in, I think it was 2013, it might have been 2014, and they are still there for the same reason, to escape the judgments. And they are people of extremely high integrity, extremely. I mean, everything in their life is 100% about God and doing His will and witnessing to people and all that. So I'm just telling you, for her to be told to leave within the next 12 months to avoid the worst of the judgments is, to me, very telling. And if she is hearing from the Lord, which I personally believe she is, because it matches everything I'm getting in the spirit, a lot of that I don't talk about because He doesn't give me dates or times or anything like that. I just know what I feel unless He speaks it to me. But, and I'm not saying this to alarm anybody, but I know y'all are going to get alarmed because it kind of alarmed me too. This is something for us all to pray about, okay? He will confirm it to the people that are His people in various ways, if that is the case, okay? Now, I'm going to read y'all some stuff that's from a show I did, or a podcast I did in 2017, that's about the increase of light and darkness. In the Garden of Eden, the serpent, in order to deceive Adam and Eve, was, the Bible says, very subtle. That word subtle is a Hebrew word that means to be cunning in a bad way. It comes from a root word that means to make bare. To make bare. To bear as in without covering. That's like to uncover something that someone did would be like that. And that is exactly what Satan is trying to do when he tempts you to sin. He wants to remove your covering of protection. We are not under protection when we're sinning, okay? Y'all know that, right? Deception is always subtle. To deceive someone is to lead them away from the true path by means that are hidden. Now, we're talking about deception because the Lord showed me a tremendous escalation in deception is about to happen. I just went through some deception. I can tell you it is not fun. Not at all. The devil deceives you by mixing just enough of a lie with the truth that you will buy it. Like the poison apple in Snow White. It looked like an apple, it tasted like an apple, and it was an apple, but with something deadly added to it. Something that Snow White could not see, that would render her powerless when she bit into it. And that is exactly what Satan wants to do to you. He wants you to bite off something that has just enough poison in it to render you powerless, whether that is deception or sin. The Lord gave us a word that whatever is inside a person is increasing, light or darkness. The increase of light and darkness is leading to the ultimate showdown between good and evil that is coming. But as I thought about it, I realized that it also It is also happening because wolves in sheep's clothing can only disguise the outside when this is happening. And soon the evil in them increases until you can see clearly that they are wolves and not sheep. They will not be able to keep their disguises on as the darkness in them increases, is what I'm saying. The increase of light and darkness will truly draw the line between the sheep and the goats here on earth. Here's the thing about a wolf in sheep's clothing. It looks like a sheep. It walks among us like a sheep. It knows how to talk like a sheep. But on the inside, that's no sheep. And you can tell because sooner or later, it will start acting like the wolf that it is. At the same time that all this is happening, scoffing and persecution are increasing. So those trying to do what is right will be more and more ridiculed and more harassed for doing it. Persecution serves multiple purposes. Persecution makes us commit, and it makes us really choose Jesus again and again and again, even as it costs us more and more. And persecution, by the way, increases our rewards in heaven. Persecution refines our faith. I believe it is part of the refining fire. Only true believers are willing to suffer for what they believe. Anybody else is going to take the easy way out, aren't they? Persecution also ushers in revival. If you're believing for an end-time revival, you can expect massive, intense persecution before it. Like the early church, it refines and increases our passion and zeal for the Lord. It makes us bolder instead of quieter because it makes us examine our faith. It makes us look more closely at Jesus and the gospel, causing our faith to be set on fire all over again, burning away all the unbelief. So persecution, is often as awful as it feels when it's happening, actually brings good with it. Since the release of the light and darkness word, I've been getting tons of reports from all over confirming that it was happening, and it's rampant. The darkness is especially noticeable. One person even said that a person's countenance was darkened. I've seen that happen, so I know what they're talking. It looks like a shadow falls across their face, and then it stays there. I saw that in a person who was extremely demonized. I'm sure many of you have seen it. So, people you know who are negative will become far more negative. If they are destructive, the destructiveness will become far worse. If they're mean, they will become more mean, more violent, more belligerent than ever before. They have no control over this because the increase has been ordained by God. Because it is leading to the showdown between good and evil. Phoniness, lying, perversion, murders, all of this are going to increase exponentially. Slander and betrayal, we just got a recent word about that, are on the increase. I don't think I gave that word. I did a podcast about it, and it wasn't a week until it hit me. It was a big one. I think at some point it's going to seem like everything has just gone crazy. And the Lord did tell us this was the age of chaos. So maybe the increase of light and darkness is part of that. I suspect this will have a very terrifying effect on the mentally ill. They will become worse as well. The Lord bless them. That's so horrible. Those who persecute Christians will persecute harder. Those who hate us, that hatred is being increased dramatically. I'm sure y'all have heard the news article about Bin Laden's son, who swore to avenge his father's death on us Americans, of course. You can imagine what effect that's having on him. Another thing that will increase are attacks by the Jezebel spirit. Okay? And I want to explain to y'all a little bit about how to know when Jezebel is leading you down a wrong path, because I don't think I've ever talked about this. I don't know if I have or not. Let me just explain it, because I've been down this path more than once. And I'm sorry to say it all had the same vile ending. When Jezebel is trying to lead you into her web. She's very charming. She compliments you. She pretends to share confidences with you when really she never shares anything real with you about her. She's just trying to get you to open up and share with her about you, okay? You don't see it, but she's sizing you up the whole time you're talking to her. And she will discard you the second you are no longer useful, okay? Jezebel only cozies up to people that have something she wants. You either have power or you have an ability or you have something that is going to help her reach the means that she is after. You have a means to the end that she is after. What she's after, you're a key player, okay? After you have done her dirty work and usually paid a very high price to do it to prove your loyalty to her while she has none to you, and you think you're doing it for a loyal friend, you will find out later you were just helping a demon. I'm not kidding about this, y'all. Jezebels are very fond of titles. They will use them. They will confer them on those they favor. Okay, remember, Jezebel was a queen on earth. So she's going to operate in an attitude like a queen. Okay, she wants to be at the top of the food chain. She wants to be the person who does this and does that and whatever. And yeah. She searches you to find out what you lack and what you need. And then she pretends to be and have the answer so she can embed herself in your life and later destroy you when you're no longer useful. Okay? Everything that you tell her, she is storing it up to use against you later. But when she is drawing you in, she will be the most charming, witty person you have ever talked to in your life. I have known a number of Jezebels. Every single one of them was like this. Every single one. I knew a man who had a Jezebel. Same thing. Every single one of them was the same way, bar none. And every single one of them wanted something. Look really closely at charming sheep, y'all. Because a lot of times you'll see those fangs hanging out their mouth if you just look close enough. That's all I have for y'all today. I hope that this is helpful to you. I hope that you will take very seriously what the Lord has told us is coming, because I believe we are very close to it. And, you know, he can't help us if we don't heed his warnings. If we ignore all the warnings he's given us and then it just shows up, it's a little too late for help, isn't it? I want to leave you with some scriptures from Proverbs 10. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. From Proverbs 6, frowardness is in his heart. He deviseth mischief continually. He soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. From James 3, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. James 3:16, for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Jesus bless you. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas, 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. What is in store for the once great and mighty nation of America in these end times? What is the living God saying to the people of America now? What could possibly be in store for a nation that once trusted in God, but has changed its path from following in the living God's ways to now removing Him from everything and walking the other way? In the book No Longer Mine, you will find all the messages to America collected in one place in chronological order. No Longer Mine, Messages to an Unrepentant Nation, is now available in print at wingsofprophecy.com in the bookstore tab. Get your copy of No Longer Mine today. Have you heard? The 2016 and 2017 messages have been published in book form. Even those who do not profess a belief in God can see something is amiss in the world around us. What is coming for our world in these last days? What does the Lord want us doing while we're waiting for His glorious reappearance? Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night each contain approximately 200 prophetic messages and visions from the throne room of God telling what is coming to America and the world in these end times. The Lord has always warned nations when they were headed for destruction. He has always warned His own people. Are we also being warned? Get your copy of Time of Reckoning and Soon It Will Be Night, available now on Amazon.com. If you ask anyone you know what the most difficult experience of their life has been, many will answer about a time of betrayal. All those called to walk the narrow path will at some point encounter Judas. How will you respond? Do you know how to recognize Judas when he shows up in your life? Can you keep Judas from bringing destruction to your life and ministry? How can you minimize what Judas cost you? Can you pass the test of absolute betrayal? Get your copy of The Judas Test, available in print and new audiobook. The Judas Test by Glenda Lomax, available now on Amazon.com.
Sold out for 30 pieces of silver? In Exodus 21:32, it is the price of a dead slave. In Leviticus 27:2-7, it is the price of a live one. Jesus was sold for the price of a bondservant. Precious Jesus, the Son of God, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings? Why did Judas sell his friend out so cheap?